Order, order.
What is whānau ora, and is it just for Māori or for everybody? Labour's deputy leader, Annette King, had put down those questions for the Prime Minister, but she had to be satisfied with answers from his Minister of Health, Tony Ryle.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, it is the intention of the government that the whānau ora will be available to all New Zealanders in need. And of course, there will be a process to go through as we roll the programme out, and those details will be announced in due course.
The Honourable Annette
King. Why is he telling Māori media that whānau ora is for Māori and telling mainstream media the opposite, that it's for all New Zealanders?
Honourable Tony Ryan.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, that is not what the Prime Minister is doing. The Prime Minister's been absolutely consistent, as has Mrs Turia, that this is a concept for all New Zealanders.
Tony Ryle then had to answer a question for the Prime Minister about himself.
Does he agree with the Minister of Health, who said that funding for Māori programs is race-based and would not be tolerated under a national government?
Honourable Tony Ryle.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, Whānau Ora is a program for all New Zealanders.
While Tony Ryle was answering questions for his Prime Minister in the Chamber, Mr Key's predecessor was appearing in person in one of the committee rooms.
I've been moving around a number of the donor country capitals over the course of the last 10 months and generally speak to a parliamentary committee, so I thought, why not here? So hence the offer, and thank you for accepting it.
Now head of the UN's development program, Helen Clark, was briefing the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee and was able to give them a first-hand account of the earthquake in Haiti.
I went to Haiti the Sunday after the earthquake, which occurred on a Tuesday. It was a terrible and devastating sight. I went to the site of the hotel where the UN peacekeeping mission, had the peacekeeping staff who were almost all killed from number one down, which was pretty devastating.
Helen Clark was also able to explain why it took so long for help to arrive.
Like everybody, I watched the media thinking, well, why isn't the relief effort getting in? You know, what's the holdup? I came to the conclusion that if World Food Programme, International Red Cross, who are just the very best operators in the business, couldn't get aid in there fast, there had to be some fundamental problems, and they were. Port-au-Prince Airport would probably remind you of New Plymouth Airport. It was used to about 12 flights a day, probably less busy than New Plymouth. Suddenly, 150 planes a day want to land. The air traffic control tower has collapsed.
Alan Clark talking to the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee, while back in the chamber, the Green Party's Catherine Delahunty asked Women's Affairs Minister Pansy Wong about her claim that women and men should stand shoulder to shoulder in the boardroom.
How can women and men stand shoulder to shoulder on Don Brash's 2025 task force when it consists of five men and only one woman?
The Honourable Pansy Wong.
It just shows one good woman is more than four men.
But Pansy Wong almost sailed too close to the wind after a complaint about another of her answers.
Unlike Labour, we never instruct our officials. They do their research and they put it up objectively. We do not instruct any cover-up like Labour.
Pansy Wong's claim of a cover-up drew a complaint from Labour's chief whip, Darren Hughes.
Obviously, we take deep exception to the idea that our party or any party in government orders a cover-up. And if we're going to be able to question this minister and put down proper questions, we don't want to have these kind of replies.
Order.
It's an integrity question.
The Speaker upheld the Labour whip's complaint.
The minister accused the other side of a cover-up. I think she probably should withdraw and apologise for that. I ask the Honourable Pansy Wong to do so.
Mr Speaker, I'm happy to do that. But, Mr
Order.
Speaker...
No.
The Speaker ordered Pansy Wong to sit down.
When I ask a member to stand, withdraw and apologise, they do just that. And nothing else. And I'm deadly serious about it. I will now ask the Honourable Pansy Wong to stand, withdraw and apologise.
I withdraw and apologise. Point of order,
Point
Mr
of order,
Speaker.
The Honourable Pansy Wong.
Mr Speaker, let's have one standard for all. When all those members call out...
Order.
Call out about order, me order. Making things up.
The member is very lucky I'm choosing to ignore that.
Pansy Wong narrowly avoiding an early bath. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.